Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. With all the news of wars and other terrible things happening in the world, doesn't it make you think about finding a place of safety? In our Bible lesson today, that's just what a certain family was needing, a place of safety. Last time we learned that the people of Israel had a new leader. Do you remember his name? And do you remember how many people were in the nation of Israel at that time? Yes, Joshua was preparing to lead about 2 million people across the Jordan River to their long-awaited homeland, the land of Canaan. But first, Joshua sent 2 spies across the Jordan. They were to go to the city called Jericho and secretly investigate the land. Jericho was a beautiful city of palm trees and flowers, but it was also a very sinful city. People there worshipped idols and even sometimes murdered their own children because they thought it would please the idols. How wicked! As the 2 spies from Israel quietly entered the city gate that evening, they made note of the huge double wall around the city. They looked around for somewhere to spend the night close to the city gate. They were directed to a woman named Rahab, whose house was on the city wall. Rahab lived a sinful life as the other people in her city. They did not know it, but the people of Jericho were all in danger of God's judgment because of their sin and unbelief. However, on this particular evening, no one in Jericho was thinking about judgment, but they were thinking about the 2 strange men who had come through their gates. Someone must have gone quickly to the king, for Joshua 2, verse 3 and 4 says, "And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'There came men in here tonight of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, 'Bring out the men that came into your house, for they have come to search out all the country.' Can't you just imagine it? Open up! Open up in the name of the king!" Rahab rushed down to the door, trying not to show that she was out of breath. "Open up in the name of the king," the soldiers might have shouted. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly when or how Rahab knew the king's men were coming, but she knew in time to hide the 2 spies. Joshua 2:6 says, "But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof." So when Rahab came down to open the door, she was probably trying to appear calm as she answered the soldiers, "Oh, there came men to me, but I didn't know who they were." But when it was getting dark, just as they were about to shut the city gates for the night, the men left and I don't know where they went. "If you hurry after them through the gate, I'm sure you'll overtake them." The king's soldiers believed Rahab, and off they went into the night in search of the 2 spies. That night, Rahab had a talk with the spies on the rooftop, and this time she wasn't lying or being sinful. She spoke straight from her heart. "I know the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and how you completely destroyed the 2 kings of the Amorites on the other side of the Jordan. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, and there was no more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." Surely all the people in Jericho had heard of God's great power and care for the nation of Israel, but Rahab not only heard, she had believed in the true and living God. That same God made you, and He shows His love and care for you every day. God knows everything about you, including your sin, but He still loves you and He wants to forgive your sin. He said in His word that He takes pleasure in forgiving our sin, not in punishing it. When we believe on His Son, the Lord Jesus, we can be saved from sin's punishment. Rahab believed God's word. So, will God save her from His judgment upon the sin of Jericho? Rahab was about to ask that very question herself. Rahab said to the two spies, "Now, since I have shown you this kindness in hiding you from the king, will you promise me, in the name of the Lord, that you will also show kindness to me and my family? When you come to destroy this city, will you save me and my family and deliver us from death?" The two spies promised Rahab that indeed they would save her and her family if she promised not to tell anyone about their mission. Then Rahab let the two spies down by a strong red cord through her window on the outside of the city wall. Just as she was helping them escape, she said to them, "Go straight to the mountain so the king's soldiers won't see you. Hide in the mountains for 3 days to give the soldiers time to get back to Jericho. Then go your way." The men said to Rahab, "When we come back into the land, you must bind this red cord in the same window, and you must bring your whole family inside your house. If any of your family leaves your house, we are not responsible for their safety. Do you understand?" Rahab probably nodded, because she agreed. And then swiftly and quietly, the men slipped down the cord, dropped to the ground, and disappeared into the night. Rahab bound that scarlet cord securely in the window. She understood. She believed with all her heart that this red cord meant her house would be a place of safety when God's terrible judgment fell upon Jericho. God provided this special way for Rahab to be saved because He saw she believed His word. God also has provided a way for you to be saved from the punishment of your sin. 1 John 4:14 says, "The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." When the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven and suffered that terrible death on the cross, it was not because of His sin, for Jesus never sinned. He was taking your punishment for sin and mine. Jesus understood that, and He quietly took the awful shame of spitting and cursing, the terrible pain of being nailed to a cross, all because He knew it was to save you from sin's punishment. The precious red blood that was shed from Jesus' hands and feet and side was to provide a place of safety for you, even as the red cord did for Rahab. 3 days after Jesus died, He came alive again, and now He's in heaven. When you tell the Lord Jesus you're believing on Him, it's like you put that red cord outside your window. God saves you from your sin. And because Rahab believed God's word, He provided a way for her to be saved from sin's punishment. Rahab was probably very busy from then on, getting all her family to move to her home, the only place of safety. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, are you concerned that your family and friends find that place of safety in Jesus too? Rahab was very concerned for her family, and she went to work getting them to a place of safety. Perhaps someone in your family or in your circle of friends needs to know how to be saved. Will you tell them? Why not this very week? Meanwhile, the two spies went back to Joshua with good news. "Truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, Captain Joshua. All the people of the land are so afraid of us." Joshua was encouraged by this report, and early the next morning, he began to carry out God's plan. What do you think that plan was? What will happen to Jericho? But first, How is Joshua going to get 2 million people across the Jordan River? Don't miss the next thrilling story, right from God's Word. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.